A look at the craziness of Week 9 on the gridiron, plus girls golf champions are crowned. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by SportEngine.com. More high school sports news after this. WISSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sport Engine. Sport Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sport Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportEngine.com. Week 9 of the football season is about the craziest time of the high school sports year as games wrap up Friday night, with the official playoff qualifying field and divisional placements coming out shortly after. Coaches will gather for seeding meetings Saturday morning, with full brackets, seeds, and level 1 matchups expected to be announced early that afternoon. As always, WISSports.net is your best source for all things playoffs. It isn't just playoffs on the line, however, as a number of conference races still hang in the balance. There are more than a dozen instances around the state where teams either tied for first or currently first and second in the league meet up. Sheboygan Falls and Keele are both unbeaten this year and face off for control of the Eastern Wisconsin Conference. Undefeated De Pere is trying to secure an outright FRCC title against defending champion Bayport. Homestead can lock up at least a share of a 15th straight North Shore title with a victory over Cedarburg, while Lodi and Columbus are unbeaten and ranked first and third respectively in Division 4, with the Capital North Championship on the line. The State Girls Golf Tournament wrapped up on Tuesday. Middleton took home the Division 1 team title by one stroke over defending champion Arrowhead. Ashley Koka of Beaver Dam won the individual championship. In Division 2, the Prairie School stopped a four-year title run by Madison Edgewood, while Stanley Wong of St. Thomas More took home the individual crown. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.